Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, lightworkers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm your host, Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose, and you're ready to live your most amazing life? Then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode on the podcast. This week's episode, I have a special guest. His name is Sebastian Soul, and Sebastian is a spiritual human, like most of us, who found his true calling in inspiring others to allow the law of attraction to create miracles in their lives. So I talked with Sebastian. He's actually in Romania, so he is on the other side of the world. And in our conversation, we talked about his story, how he got into affirmations and law of attraction, and how he, you know, got into this journey of spirituality and becoming a coach and teaching others. And so his message that he really wants to share with us is that the law of attraction is real, and you can use affirmations to create anything in your life and what the process looks like to do that. So let's welcome Sebastian to the show and get into law of attraction. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Let's welcome Sebastian, my guest. Hey, Sebastian, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I'm so glad you're on our show. Y'all, Sebastian is the first guy that I've had on my podcast because y'all know we're mostly predominantly women here. So y'all give him a warm welcome. He's going to be the first guy on the show. So I'm very excited to have him here. And we're going to talk all about manifesting and affirmations. But let's first start, Sebastian, with tell me a little bit about you and, you know, your background story. How did you get into, you know, manifesting and affirmations?
My background story starts actually right after I was born. I was born with a congenital heart defect, and I had heart surgery when I was a child, and I again had heart surgery when I was 13 years old. And for me, I always had these, let's say, very negative outlooks on life. I was always very depressed in my young teenage years, then also early 20s. I was always, somehow looking for answers how I can accept myself, because I was struggling for a very long time with not loving myself, not being able to accept myself, especially also seeing myself as ugly for the scars that I have. And I was always struggling with that. And then one of my family members, she's actually very spiritual, and she always introduced me a little bit to spiritual concepts to help me out. Like, I have a very close relationship with her, and she basically helped me a little bit on this path, but it took me a long time to fully get it, basically. This kind of person, I only learn when I ram my head against the wall a couple of times until it hurts so much that I go, okay. And then there was this one specific moment, this experience I had where I was in so much pain, so much suffering, so much, you could say so much despair, because I couldn't accept myself. I was stressing myself out. I was destroying myself with work, with stress, with my diet, with in every possible way, basically. And then I had this emotional breakdown where you could say I had some kind of awakening experience where suddenly everything was peaceful. Everything was like, oh, it's okay. You're protected. Like, suddenly I had this connection with the universe. And after this experience followed 1 to 2 weeks of extreme sickness where I was just basically bedridden, just like completely sick. And during this time, I still don't know why, but for some reason, I got a YouTube video recommendation from Abraham Hicks.
Wow.
Even though I never watched anything spiritual, right. Like, I was always the kind of person when somebody said, yeah, spirituality, I'm like, yeah, that's for those stupid weirdos. Come on, get away from me. And then for some reason, it resonated with me. And I still believe that it was just because I was in this vulnerable state that I said, like, okay, I mean, heck, I basically ran myself into the ground. So now I can accept it. Now I can be open to it. And this then led to my, I would say second awakening, which is not so dramatic like this one experience, but more step by step, gradual. where I then met people who introduced me to certain other people who then again introduced me to other people. It was like all these coincidences from the universe that I always put into, into quotation, like coincidences, because it was just the universe guiding me in this direction. And then eventually I said, like, okay, if I can share my message with people in a way that they realize that I was also somebody who doubted this. I'm not some kind of guy who says like, oh, I'm this guru, I'm better than you or something. I'm just a guy on a spiritual journey and I figured some things out. And now I'm passionate about sharing those things.
Awesome. Now, how long ago was this when you had your first awakening, when you said you were stressed out and you were working? How long ago would you say that was?
When the first one really hit me, that was about 1 year ago.
Okay. So this was recent.
Yeah. I would say still a freshman in this situation. Like, I mean, let's say it like this. I would say from my own experience and also from what other spiritual people told me was that my development was very fast because I just ran, like I said, I ran my head against the door so many times or against the wall. Like I was always guided through this, or let's say in this direction, but I never really listened to the call. It's mm-hmm. as if the universe was basically calling me for years. And then the universe was always saying, no, you idiot, not this direction, the other one. What are you doing? That's basically what happened to me over and over again until finally, boom, it hit me. And I was like, oh, okay.
I get it.
Yeah, it's like, it's interesting when you look back to the things you did in the past and you think like, who's that person?
Yeah. Wow. And you said you had a family member that kind of introduced you to spiritual things when you were young. What kind of stuff were you introduced to? And, you know, did any of it affect you at all, you know, when you were younger?
It affected me a lot from this sense that my family member is very into spirituality. Also spirituality, but especially numerology. That's what I wanted to say. And she always, like, she's very good at it. And she always guided me in this direction, like, hey, this is what you have to be careful about. This decision might not be the best thing. Maybe you have to do this. And she basically a little bit projected my future. And I never believed it because I always thought like, yeah, come those numbers. I mean, that's crazy. Like, that's kind of weird. But it always turned out to be right. And that's the creepy thing. It was always right. Every time she said something, be careful. And I wasn't careful. And afterwards, I was like, huh. Like, I sometimes exchanged emails with her whenever I was in this depressed state, like these typical drama emails of, oh my God, I don't know how to continue. Please help me.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, when I look back at these emails, I was like, huh, every email from her basically said what I shouldn't do. And I just ignored it because I was so in this negative mindset, like so trapped. And I think that's also one of the secrets that you discover once you embark on this path, is that the universe is always talking to you. The universe is always guiding you. But most people, they just don't listen. Like, right. If you're in this lower vibration, you just don't get it. That's the big problem.
And why is it that we have to go through so much, you know, to finally get the answer? Now, I know for you, like you said, yours started at birth as far as like, you know, your traumatic experiences and how you were feeling. I know for me, it was kind of like you, I was getting, you know, running into a door over and over and over again. And then finally one day, you know, something dramatic happened and I finally got it. But, you know, I see that with a lot of people and with their awakening process is that we have to, quote unquote, you know, bump our heads against the door so many times because we don't want to listen. And then something dramatic happens and then we're finally like, oh, now I get it. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. I mean, I've seen some people is going as far as almost losing their lives in, you know, car accidents and things like that before they finally wake up and get it. But I totally understand you there. So I'm glad you made it, quote unquote, to the other side and you can tell your story about it now.
Yeah, I actually have my own theory to that, what you just said. I think that the people who need like all these, like I always describe it, head against the wall experiences, they are just so amazed by it that they want to share their message. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, Eckhart Tolle, I think, if I remember correctly from reading his book, he also had these extreme moments of suffering until he finally had his awakening.
Right.
It's for so many other people. And I think people who just are like that, or let's say who accept it from a very early age, they just don't have the same desire to go like, hey, I want to tell people about it, or hey, what's going on? Whoa, this is freaking me out, because for them, it's just normal. Like,
right.
There must be some people who just, 16, 17 and go like, yay, oh yeah, that's what it's all about. They're completely peaceful and no crazy experiences. I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
definitely. And so now that, you know, you're on this spiritual journey, you've learned about, you know, affirmations and manifesting. What was your experience like, or when you first started listening to Abraham Hicks, what did you think about it? Or, you know, how did it resonate with you?
I mean, the first thought I had was like, why does this woman call herself Abraham? That doesn't make any sense. That was my first thought. And then I was like, huh, when I Googled that, what's going on there? And I was like, aha, spiritual entity. That's crazy. But for some reason, like I said, I still don't know why, actually. For some reason, I continued listening and it all resonated somehow. I don't know why. And I still remember when I wrote down my first affirmation to manifest something. It was something with my business where I wanted to earn more money. Mm-hmm. And I was just lying there in bed being sick, and I was just writing that down. And I was just repeating it over and over again. And I thought to myself, who am I kidding here? What am I doing? This is completely weird. This feels weird. This is so weird. But at some point, the more I did it over and over again, at some point the emotion came up. And I was like, what would it feel like to actually be this person? What would it feel like to have this manifestation success? And that's how it started.
Wow. That's crazy. And so now, where you said you were writing it and saying it?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to my own affirmations, I have nowadays a very, let's say, specific construct, if you want me to share that with you.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get into it.
And I think also it's because I'm German, and Germans are always very logically minded, and we need some logical reasoning. So how I design my affirmations, and this took me a lot of trial and error, but this works best for me. And short disclaimer, it might not work for everyone, but it works for me.
Awesome.
It's that I write the affirmation, and instead of just saying, I am rich and wealthy or something, or I want to manifest this amount of money, I give a reason. I say, because. Like, for example, I am rich and wealthy because I already have this amount of money saved. Or I can earn this amount of money per month because I'm already earning this amount. And if I do this or this, then I should be able to earn this. So I basically give my conscious mind the confirmation that my subconscious mind can accept this new belief. And that for me was a real breakthrough, because for me, it always seemed a little bit odd, those very short affirmations when you say I'm rich and wealthy.
Right.
Your mind always, or let's say your conscious mind always goes like, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. So it's like this cognitive dissonance. But when you say, I am rich and wealthy because I am already financially abundant because, then it gives this confirmation to your mind. And the exercise that inspired me to do that was actually from Abraham Hicks, where they have this exercise where you imagine, where you basically put $100 in your wallet and you just imagine spending it all day long. And then I was like, huh, that's also this confirmation of I'm already rich, I have this money, I could spend it. So why not turn my affirmations into these confirmations? And that's what I did.
Wow. I love that. That makes total sense. I know for me, just now thinking about that, that you brought that up, anything that I've, you know, manifested, or even if I manifested something quickly and didn't realize that I did, you know, thinking back, I think I've kind of somewhat used that same technique. Like, it makes logical sense to me, and it's easier for me to connect the emotion to it if there's a reason behind it. So, yeah, I totally, that makes total sense.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm gonna try it. Yeah, I get it. Because I'm more of a logical person, too, even though I'm into spirituality and woo-woo stuff. If it doesn't make sense, it's hard for you to manifest it or for you to really wrap your mind around it. It just sounds like you're just pulling something out of the sky that doesn't make any sense. You know, like you said, it's just like, it's just a dream. It's not going to be real, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's good if you combine these two aspects, if you combine like your logical mind with spirituality, because so many people think like, hey, if I'm spiritual, I can't be logical. And so many logical people think if I'm logical, I can't be spiritual. Right. So you can be both.
Yeah, definitely. So now that you, what's the craziest thing or the biggest thing that you've manifested, or how quickly have you manifested something in your life?
would be my income. I can really say that. When it comes to manifesting money nowadays, I'm really good. I can say that with confidence. Like, because I was so bad at it for years. That's why the difference is so amazing. When it comes to money, I always had this relationship of I want more money, but I never felt worthy of it. And that was also related, I think, also to the self-hate that I have to overcome with my scars, with my heart surgery, with all this kind of stuff, basically. And I still remember when I was starting with that, I had a very low income. Like, it could just basically cover my expenses. And back then I was living in Bangkok, so just cover my Bangkok, so which wasn't really a lot. And for years I had this income. I never really got over a certain amount or reached a certain level. And it was also because of my thinking, because I always had this thinking that if I earn X amount of money, which was back then less than $2,000, like I earn X amount of money, then I'm so happy because then I can maybe save 100 or 200 and I can pay my bills. That was my mindset. And you can already hear it. It's full of scarcity, full of lack. It was always this, I have to achieve this somehow, and then I'm quite satisfied. I never thought to myself, hey, if I would actually achieve this, whoa, that would be amazing. So I was always stuck under these $2,000, often also lower. And what I did then when I started with the manifestation, I just thought, okay, after listening to Abraham Hicks over and over again, I thought, okay, money is the easiest thing to track. Again, analytical German mind, I was like, okay, if I want to manifest something, let's go for the money, because that's the easiest thing that I can measure. Like, it's so easy. I can say, okay, how many dollars more do I earn? And I was like, good, let's write that down. And I then first wrote an affirmation and like some self-belief that I could make a couple of $100 more. Like, my goal was like to, I think, make maybe 2,500 or something, because that was for me the amount that I earned way, way before when I had my last office job, like years ago, almost a decade ago now. But yeah, that was the last time. And I thought to myself, if I reach this goal, I mean, whoa, that would be just freaking amazing. If I could earn as much with my own businesses than with my old office job. And then during this time, all of this happened like in, let's say, 1 to 3 months. Within the first month of doing that, I met a life coach who's still a very close friend of mine and who's also the guy I made my life coaching certificate with.
Okay.
I told him, like, hey, I have this goal. And he just looked at me and laughed. And I was like, why are you laughing? It's like, double that. I was like, what do you mean, double that?
I know they always push us, and we're like, no.
No, I've never done that. Nobody, others can do it, but I can't do it. Well, why should I double it? No. I was coming up with all these excuses. And he was just looking at me with this really calm look in his face and said, like, Sebastian, write it down, double it. And I'm like, okay, why not? I said, and I just said, that was the one thing that made the difference for me, because back then I didn't believe that I could do it, but he did. So he told me, I believe in you. I saw the first time, the first time I saw you, I saw that you have the potential to do that. And again, for some weird reason, even though I didn't believe in myself, I believed in him. So I was like, okay, if this guy tells me that I can do it, maybe I can do it. Let's see. And then I made my affirmations, and I just wrote almost one page of reasoning of the confirmation. I mean, nowadays I don't do that anymore, but back then I really wrote, basically, I can make this amount of money because if I release this product in this time, then I will maybe get this amount of money, and like completely in the logical way. And I also looked for people who have similar products, similar businesses. I looked for so many things out there to confirm my own success. I wrote down, I think, three or four people who have similar products, even if it was just an audio course that I wanted to sell. And somebody has an audio course, doesn't matter about what. I still thought, like, okay, if he can do it, I can do it too. And within 3 months, I actually doubled my income,
Wow.
which before I couldn't do in years. Even though, and that's the craziest part, even though from when it came to my, like, the website statistics or podcast statistics and all the statistics, the metrics of several businesses, it didn't really increase so much. It maybe increased 10% or something. That's the crazy part that I can still not logically justify.
And I tell people that all the time, you know, it doesn't matter about how many likes you have or how many followers you have or, you know, listeners, because I said there's tons of people out here making all this money and their numbers don't, you know, show it through the media. I mean, they just don't. And they're like, I don't understand. How is that possible? And I'm like, sometimes we just get so caught up on what we see that we don't even know what we don't see or what's behind the scenes, you know, or what's possible for you. And so you
Yeah,
just have that
exactly.
belief.
And that was also the point for me to where I said, okay, now I believe it. Because let's say if my numbers would have gone up in the same way as my income, then my logical mind would have said again, okay, it's just because of that. It has nothing to do with
Right.
the station. But because that didn't happen, I just looked at my bank account, I looked at the numbers, I looked at the, and I was like, how is that possible? Like, because suddenly opportunities came to me that never came to me before. Like, suddenly people wanted to collaborate, wanted to have sponsorships, wanted to do that. So, like, some products, all this stuff that never happened in years before. And I still can't logically justify it, but I'm happy that it works. So I continue to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And so now you're a coach as well. What did your coach, how did he react when you told him, like, guess what? I doubled my goal. I made this money. That's
He just said, like, told ya.
it. Very calm, right? Like, I just told
Reaction
you
was
it's
like,
gonna
told ya.
happen.
Because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. How is it you? But he also said afterwards, like, okay, don't stay in this mindset of I can't believe it. Just believe it and believe even more. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do that. So, yeah.
And do it again and keep going forward.
Exactly.
Awesome. And so now, like, what is it that you coach on? Do you coach mostly on manifesting and, you know, affirming and changing your mindset?
Yeah, with Affirmation to Manifestation, where I have my podcast, I mainly coach when it comes to, yeah, to people who want to know how to manifest things, people who want me to help them with their affirmations, people who want me to help them with, yeah, with basically let's say restructuring their affirmation process, giving them new exercises, new strategies, all these kind of things, yeah.
Awesome. And so you said you are located in Romania right now. So of course I have to jump into the coronavirus because that's what's going on in the world right now. So how are things where you are right now, and how have you been dealing, you know, with the coronavirus and being quarantined and all that crazy stuff?
I mean, right now it's actually quite good. I also moved to Romania because the universe guided me, so maybe the universe wanted to protect me a little bit. Just
Okay,
moving
good.
to Romania basically was the result of a dream I had in Bangkok and waking up at 4 o'clock in the night because I didn't know anyone from Romania. I've never been here before. I just
Yeah.
moved here out of the blue. And at the moment, it's quite okay. I mean, they just said, like, yeah, the how do you say? Those restrictions are not so strong anymore. So I assume that the cases will rise again because nobody adheres to it, which I think is still fascinating. I mean, if the government says everything is fine, everyone goes like, okay. And the next
I
day the
know.
government says it's not fine, everyone goes like, oh my God, panic. It's somehow as if people can't think for themselves. It's just fascinating.
Very true.
But
I can definitely get into that. I understand. I mean, you know, here I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, if you're not living in fear but still protecting yourself, that, you know, God and the universe will always guide you where you need to be at what point, you know, and what time in your life. Coronavirus or no coronavirus. So you should always listen to your intuition, stay connected, and you'll be safe.
I mean, I hope it works out. Like, I also had this thought, for example, to go back to Germany. But then I also talked again with my family member who's so spiritual into numerology. And we both had this feeling deep down, like, don't do it. And that was actually right before the cases got so high in Germany. And now I'm like, oh, good. Good. I
Right.
didn't know. So, yeah. I
There was a reason for that dream you had and woke you up at 4 a.m.
hope it stays that way. I mean, I have a congenital heart defect, so I'm in a risk group. I adhere
Yeah.
to the social distancing and everything. Like, I'm very isolated, but at the same time, this also is a great opportunity because it allows me to go in myself and to work on my self-love, to meditate, because otherwise I might have not taken this time, or I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have taken this time for myself because I would have gone out, socialize, and do all these kind of things. And
Right.
now you're just forced. Either you go basically crazy, or you say, okay, I use this time. I'm thankful for this time. I use it
Yes.
to grow.
Awesome. Totally agree there. I said the same thing. I mean, I know we're probably all tired of being quarantined and isolated, but you know, I think everything has its purpose and there's a reason for everything. There's a reason why, you know, like you said, we need this time to ourselves to work on ourselves and, you know, whatever, get your mindset ready to create or manifest something else that's, you know, going to come into your life. Take this time to really figure that out and to make those plans so that when things do lighten up, because they will at some point, you know, we don't know when, that you'll be ready and secure to go out into the world with whatever your new messages or whatever it is you need to create. So I am excited about that.
That's true. Like, it's also, I think that a lot of people will wake up, at least to a certain extent, because if you, let's say you lose your job, or even if you don't lose your job and you are trapped at home, mm-hmm. and suddenly you have these thoughts like, hey, what if something happens to me? The life that I lived, was it actually the life that I wanted to live? Am I living my true calling? Am I living what I really want to do? Or was I just wasting my time? And this can give these awakening experiences of, what do I want my life to look like? Because most people, I mean, I've done it for years, don't even think about what they want to do, because they're so trapped and so, you could say, trapped in this vicious cycle of stress, of working long hours, of watching the news, being bombarded with negativity, and they never really think for themselves. And they go like, okay, now that I'm home, what is my life actually about? What do I want to do? And that's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I said. So I know so many things have come up for so many people, you know, good and bad. I know in my last podcast episode, I shared that when we were at my job, I work in healthcare, that when we were told that we were going to have to, you know, stay home for 2 weeks, I was like, is it bad that I actually kind of got a little excited? Because I was like, oh, I get to stay at home and I get to work on my business and I get to do all these other things. And granted, I didn't end up staying home for 2 weeks. I ended up, you know, working part time, which was still a blessing. But I was like, I was excited because I think for me, and I'm sure for you as well, like us spiritual people, we know that one, everything happens for a reason. And for two, people need to wake up. And so sometimes something dramatic has to happen to get people to wake up, you know, on such a large global level. So for me, I'm not excited, you know, that it was the coronavirus and, you know, unfortunately all these people have passed away. But it has definitely, you know, reaffirmed my beliefs and what I have been through, that this is an awakening time and that people just need to wake the hell up already. Like, you know, and some people aren't going to, just like with the government, like they're going to lead you down the rabbit hole, you know, the way that they want you to go. And so us being isolated and quarantined and all those things, it brings up a lot of stuff for a lot of people, hopefully in a good way, like you said, to figure out, well, what is it that I really want? You know, taking this time to really be still and, you know, start to reassess like your life. You know, if you're at home with your kids or your spouses, like, what is it that you don't like now that you're home? And like, again, for me, I was happy to be home, but some people aren't because that's just not their norm. They're not used to it. But again, I think that is needed because it brings up all this stuff that you have going on in your life so that you can really deal with it. You know, it's time out for doing the quote unquote normal routine or running the rat race. Like, let's figure out something else so that we can live more meaningful lives.
Yeah. And it also comes back to what you said in the beginning of that a lot of people need this, let's say, rough awakening moment, like this really basically slam against the wall and go, okay, now it's your wake up call. And that's exactly what this is right now. Because when it comes to living in isolation or living in lockdown, there are actually really two options. Either you go crazy and you get trapped in this negative mindset of, oh my God, the world will end, which a lot of people do, especially when you watch the news 24/7. Or you really go on the spiritual path and you say, okay, everything happens for a reason. There is something to learn. This is a growth opportunity. And this is something that only happens in your mind. The external circumstances can be the exact same, and you can be in the exact same position, but it all depends how you direct your mind. And I think a lot of people will wake up, some won't. I mean, in the worst case, some will also end their life in this situation. Yeah. And in the best case, some people will have profound awakening experiences. And that's just, I mean, it will be exciting to see what this whole coronavirus situation leads to in, let's say, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 years from the development. Yeah,
definitely. I'm a little excited and anxious to see how it's happening. I mean, I've even had some coworkers who I'm like, okay, I can tell they're starting to wake up. Like they're asking, they're questioning things and they want to know more and they're making changes in their lives. But I do know just from seeing what's going on in the world that there's so many people who aren't, and they're starting, like you said, to go back to that norm that we had before. And unfortunately, you know, there may be a second wave of all of this, unfortunately. But, you know, I think it's at the end of the day, it's a clearing, whether that be a good thing or a bad thing for you. It's a clearing for something new to come. And so I think we should embrace it, definitely.
I mean, the best scenario is to embrace it, because otherwise you drive yourself crazy if you see the worst case scenario. So just say like, okay, I embrace it. But yeah, I truly believe that in the end, it will work out. I hope that, like you just said, that people don't need even more wake-up calls. But yeah, let's see.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So what is, if I was beginning, you know, to do affirmations, what would be the first step that I would need to do to, you know, start manifesting or changing things in my life? What would be like an affirmation or something that I could use right now?
One of my, let's say, my favorite affirmations is a very simple one that was inspired, or that I was inspired by, a book from Kamal Ravikant. I don't know if you know that book, but I think it's called Love Yourself as if Your Life Depend on It.
Okay.
And in this book, he shares his struggle where his business failed and he was just depressed all the time. And all he did was to say over and over again, I love myself. Just basically the simplest affirmation if you can think of. It's just three words. I love myself. So he said all day long, I love myself, 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 over and over again. And especially people who struggle with depression or who struggle with negative thoughts and who struggle with getting themselves to a vibrational level where they can actually manifest beautiful things in their life. This is one of the easiest things to do. I know in the beginning it feels very weird because your brain again says like, nope, 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 no, you don't. But the more you do it, at some point you will experience a shift. And what I did, for example, very simple. I put a little note, a sticky note, on my bathroom mirror in which I wrote, I didn't write, I love myself. I wrote, I love you, because I saw myself in the mirror. So in the morning when my tired face wakes up and I'm like, oh God, who's that? Then I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, with a smile. And just doing this 3 or 4 or 5 times, that can already make a difference if you do it on a regular basis. But be careful who you tell about this, because if you tell that to somebody who's not really spiritual and who's also very negative, they will call, I don't know, they will call the ambulance and say, yeah, take him. So be careful about that.
And I think the other thing is, you know, if you're not surrounding yourself with other spiritual people or like-minded people, then, you know, some of their thought processes and their negative energy can, you know, deter you from what it is you want to create and from your own affirmations. I've seen that a lot. Like I see people start off with, you know, this positive mindset and they're doing affirmations and things, but then they have like this friend that's always with them who's not as positive. And then it's like the cycle, you know, repeats itself again.
That's so true. But from my own experience, I would say there's also a natural flow to it. To give you an example, like from my, let's say, from my old friendship circle, my old social circle in Germany, nobody is really spiritual. I mean, there's one guy who's interested in it, who's listening to me, but he's also not pursuing it so much. But I also still have friends who are trapped in this mindset of like, okay, I have to struggle, I have to work 10 hours a day, and then I have to get sick, and then I have to do this. Like basically the mindset I had before. But that doesn't mean that they are bad people. I still like to spend time with them. However, what's happening, and that's the interesting point, is that you automatically don't spend so much time with them anymore, but also from their side. It's again, it's a little bit like when you attract a partner in your life and you're not vibrating on the same level. Even if you are very positive and you think, hey, this other person must love me, they want to marry me straight away because I'm way more positive than they are. It doesn't work like that. It's the law of attraction. Right. Like if they are on another vibration on a different level, they will distance themselves automatically. And most of the time in this situation, because they can't hear about your success anymore, about you being happy, because it drives them crazy. So it's like this natural order again. But one tip that I can give also when it comes to this, I would never say something like, hey, I'm spiritual now, you're not, I'm better, I don't want to deal with you anymore. That's like completely ego. You don't want to do that. I mean, I've actually talked to people who lost friends because of that, because they thought they are so, so spiritual, even though they are not, they were just ego-based spiritual. And that's, of course, also the wrong way.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen that too. Now, will you say that, because I know this has happened for me too as well, like you said, when you have a certain social circle, and then, you know, you're pursuing this spiritual path now, do you notice yourself distancing yourself from them more, or more so them distancing themselves from you, or both?
I would say both, especially because I then want to spend more time with these people who have things in common, because right. It's just a natural thing. I mean, when you, for example, let's take the worst case example. It's not my example, not from me personally, but let's say you're depressed and your friend is also depressed. And then in the past, when you were hanging out, it was always like, oh, the government, oh, God, the economy, oh, look at this. Oh, that's terrible. That sucks, right? Yeah, it's so bad. Mm-hmm. And now when this friend is still in the same mindset and you meet him or her, you have nothing to talk about. He goes like, and you go, oh, actually, I just made this amount of money. I'm really good. I'm feeling healthy. Everything's fine. And they go, huh? What? So there won't be a common ground anymore. And the only thing that I do is when I, let's say, mention a certain spiritual topic and I can see interest in his face, in his or her face, then I continue talking. But if I see this facial expression of, what the heck are you talking about, you weirdo? Yeah. Then I just don't talk about it. It's okay. I talk about other topics, so that's also fine.
Yeah, I've tried to tell some of my friends that too, you know, just they on their own spiritual journey, because I know I tell them I can go down the rabbit hole. If we go down, you know, the spiritual path, I can just keep going. But I try to pay attention to that too. You know, if someone has an interest in it, then we can definitely keep talking about it. But, you know, it's okay to have friends or family members who, you know, aren't into all the same things that you're into. Like, it's okay. And sometimes you will lose certain friendships because you may or may not, you know, have things in common anymore. And sometimes that's a good thing. But I think some people get discouraged because they think, oh, I'm going to be alone on this journey. I'm not going to have any friends because I don't have anything in common with these people. And I think the other part is like, it's okay to let some relationships go because you can find new ones, you can build new ones. But I know a lot of people out there, they're, you know, very scared of that, like of meeting new friends or getting a new spouse because they're afraid to let go of what's old. So I just know, like, tell people it's okay to do that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the one thing that I really realized is that even if I wasn't actively socializing or if I wasn't actively searching for these people, they just show up. It's like magic. Like, once you have this vibration, they cannot not show up. It's really this way, like, that sometimes I met people through the weirdest ways.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I met, for example, like one woman I met on Tinder, basically, and she was on the same spiritual journey as me. And I just installed this app just to see it, swipe like 2 times, and then bing, it was that. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow. Like,
think about it from a logical perspective.
Right.
Yet they show up even in quarantine, basically, when you don't socialize it. Somehow they show up. It's just fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the law of attraction, right?
That's what it's all about.
Yep, your vibration. You attract what you are and what you want to experience. If you're radiating that, that's what you'll attract.
Yeah, that's also the most important lesson that I learned in the beginning. Like, your words don't matter. The only thing that matters is your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can say all day, like, I'm rich, I love myself. But if I have this attitude, then I won't attract it. It's all about creating this emotion. And yeah, that's what happens when you are in this vibration. And the interesting development is just when you then see how you have been in the past by looking at certain people that you always used to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
You suddenly think like, hey, I was like that. And you're like, huh? Who was that person?
It's crazy. And I tell people, you know, anything can change at the drop of a hat, you know, just from you changing your mindset and your thoughts. And like you said, putting that emotion behind it, it can change instantly.
Exactly. And yeah, one thing also, when it comes to the friendships or to social circle, I, for example, don't get offended if somebody calls me a weirdo because I'm spiritual or because I believe in
me too.
I just smile and go like, okay, that's all right. Whatever, it works for me. I mean,
yeah.
If I feel good, if I can attract money, if I can attract happiness, I mean, what do I care if somebody calls me a weirdo?
But you know, I think that goes back to what you said, like with self-love. That's the root of all of this, is if you have that self-love for yourself, you have that confidence, you know, you're not afraid if people are going to reject you or they don't like the way you look or the way you think or live. You have that self-love for yourself and that confidence to, you know, I can go out in the world and I can create anything, I can do anything. You know, I may be judged, that's fine, but I myself have this love for myself that I can do anything, you know, and it doesn't hurt you. You can just keep moving forward.
That's true, yeah. Unfortunately, like a lot of people who start on this path, they get discouraged by that. And this, because it's an attack on your ego, basically, to call you a weirdo or an idiot or whatever when you're spiritual, they then counteract that again with ego and say like, oh, I'm better than you. And that's like, that can lead them to toxic behavior, toxic relationships. But if you just say like, huh, it's okay. I mean, I don't care, whatever. It's all right. Yeah. I mean, somebody, of course, a lot of people think that this, all this teaching people how to manifest, it's all one big scam. It's all,
I know.
Like, it's all in your mind. I'm like, okay, if you choose to believe that, it's totally fine. Yeah. You also don't have to book a coaching session with me. It's also great. But yeah, that's how I see it.
I tell them, hey, you can either do it or not do it. But meanwhile, I'm going to go over here and live my best life because it's working for me. So
exactly, yeah.
And then sometimes those people end up coming back because they go, okay, I finally want to listen because I see what you're doing and I want to do it. So let me just see what you're, let me just at least try this out. You know, eventually they try to come back around, I think.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, you can't force anyone. I mean, how I always see it is, if somebody's ready, then they're ready. If not, then not. Because if somebody would have told me a couple of years ago that I would one day coach someone, anyone, about manifestation or law of attraction, I would have said, like, you are completely insane. So,
yeah,
it's just, you have to be ready at some point.
And, you know, just like the saying goes, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I thought about this last night because I have two roommates. And so we were watching a movie last night. And in the movie, one of the ladies was holding the book, The Secret. And I've seen this movie probably 20 times. Never noticed that she was holding the book, The Secret, you know, because back then I just wasn't into spirituality and law of attraction, had no clue. And I watched that movie last night and I'm like, she was holding The Secret the whole time. And I didn't even, it was right there in my face. You know, so all these tools and things are here for us, but we have to be ready to receive it and we have to be open. And that just reminded me, like, wow, I've really come a long way because I had no clue all this was happening and that all these resources were here for me.
Exactly. So, like I said before, the universe is always talking to you, but most people just go like finger in their ears and la, 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 la. I just don't listen.
Yeah. So, and like you said, most of the stuff, it's not logical. So it's not something that you can measure, you know, most of the time. So people just don't believe it because that's how we've been taught, you know, that things have to be logical and there has to be a strategy and you have to be able to measure it. And if you can't, then it's just woo-woo stuff, you know?
I mean,
just living in your head.
Just imagine me in my social circle in Germany surrounded by Germans talking about the law of attraction.
Right.
It's like, that's the beginning of a joke. It doesn't work, so...
This dude is crazy. Yeah. So I'm glad that, you know, we have been able to wake up and share our messages and, you know, hopefully so many other people are waking up and we're here to connect and here to help them. And I think it's definitely needed right now with everything that's going on in the world. So I'm glad that we got to share that message.
That's very true. Yeah.
So anything else you want to share with our audience? Is there anything that's on your mind that you just feel like you need to share with us?
What I need to share? I mean, if it's okay for you, I would of course share where they can find me. That's one thing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. How can we connect with you?
If you want to find out more about me and about how I see the law of attraction, how I teach manifestation, then you can check out the Affirmation to Manifestation podcast on iTunes or
Yes,
on all
definitely.
kinds of other platforms. At the moment, I publish about 3 times a week, but I want to do it daily in the future. So, yep, if you want the full load of law of attraction, go for it, check it out. And one thing that I also want to say, is that when you embark on this journey, let's say you listen to this and you are still in this mode of doubt of like, is this really working? I would just say, give it a shot. You have nothing to lose. The only thing that will happen is that if you say these affirmations or if you start manifesting things, that you will feel a little bit ridiculous in the beginning. And that if you tell it to someone else, they will think you're completely nuts. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, there will just be positive effects. I mean, even if it's only raising your mood and your vibration, I mean, that's already amazing. So
right.
just give it a shot. I was so big when it came to doubting this and thinking that it's all one big hoax. I doubted it for years. And I always say, if I can do it, if I can manifest things in my life with it, then other people can do it too.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that message. And now, are you on any social media? Do you have social media handles, or are you on Instagram?
I'm not on social media at the moment. I would really say just check out my podcast, Affirmation to Manifestation. That's the best way to find me.
Okay. And then what's your website? You have a website as well.
My website is affirmationtomanifestation.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, y'all, go online, check out his podcast. I have listened to it as well. I've subscribed. So now I'm listening to you all the time just to, you know, keep my mindset fresh when it comes to manifesting and affirmations. Check out his website. And if you are really ready to get this work done, they can work with you as well. Am I correct? You have a
offering Skype coaching, like manifestation Skype coaching. So if you're ready to work with me, I would really appreciate it, of course. I would love to help you. And we can get your manifestations like rockets of desire, boom, into the universe.
Awesome. I love that. All right, guys. Thanks, Sebastian, for joining me here on the show. I so appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'll put all of the links in the show notes. And we'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for your free Millennial Life Crisis Guide at bit.ly/free-crisis-guide. And don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram for more spiritual inspo at Spiritual Shit Podcast.